Day 187, or July the 6th. Preparation for the future. Our thoughts today are rooted in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. We come to the end of the second section of Solomon's Proverbs with chapters 22 to 24. Possibly some of the most misunderstood and often misquoted words come from these proverbs about the raising of children. Even in Solomon's days, children misbehaved. And when you consider there were folk who actually offered their children as sacrifices to pagan gods, all the disciplining advice seems very gentle. His strategy is long-term. It is foundational, not reactionary. Children are not possessions, but individuals who are loved by God and who God trusts us to raise to the best of our ability, with His help. And now, our action step for today. We cannot live our children's lives for them. Actually, most of us have made so many mistakes in our own lives that we would probably not fare much better if we were given a second chance. Our proverb today reminds us that we are responsible to ground our children in godly ways and then release them into God's care to live their own lives. You can't start too early to do this by setting the best example and guiding them with love and gentle godly discipline. There comes a time, however, when our sons and daughters are no longer children and we have to allow them to make mistakes. In the meantime, faithfully praying for them and trusting that God will continue to work in their lives. God's word tells us that they will not turn away from the example and foundation we laid for them, however inadequate it was. It does not say that if we do a good job, they will never wander, but it does encourage us to do the best job we can and then trust God to honour our efforts as our children grow into adults.